6F, Large Trucks and Buses. 6F-1, General Information. A loaded truck with good tires and properly adjusted brakes, traveling at 55 miles per hour on a clear, dry roadway, requires a minimum of 340 feet to come to a complete stop. Do not abruptly enter the roadway in front of a large vehicle. If turning from the roadway, avoid changing lanes in front of a large vehicle. When traveling up or down steep grades, larger vehicles often drive slower and use the right lane. Avoid driving in the right lane when traveling up or down hills, as well as in the vicinity of truck way stations, where slow-moving trucks will be attempting to re-enter faster-moving traffic. By avoiding the right lane in these areas, you will reduce the possibility of rear-ending or being rear-ended by a large vehicle. Avoid driving near vehicles carrying hazardous materials. These vehicles will be clearly marked with the type of hazardous materials they are transporting, such as explosives, poison, or flammable materials. Unlike the hydraulic brakes on automobiles, trucks and buses have air brakes. Air brakes do not operate instantly, as do hydraulic brakes. Do not make sudden stops in front of large vehicles. On some highways, when approaching long hills with a steep grade, a sign, "Slow traffic, keep right," will be associated with an additional right lane. This permits slower vehicles, such as trucks, farm equipment, and recreational vehicles, to move to the right lane, thus allowing other traffic to pass on the grade. When navigating a roundabout, the raised, paved truck apron along the edges of the circular roadway may be used for the rear wheels of large vehicles. 6F-2, No Zone. Don't hang out in the no zone. No zones are areas around trucks or buses where cars, 1, disappear into blind spots, or 2, are so close that they restrict the truck or bus driver's ability to stop or maneuver safely. Both types of no zones greatly increase the potential for a crash. Backing up. When a truck or bus is backing up, it sometimes must temporarily block the street to maneuver accurately. Never pass close behind a truck or bus that is preparing to back up or is in the process of backing up. Passing. Another no zone is just in front of trucks or buses. One of the biggest mistakes made is to cut in too soon when passing. Don't pull in front of the truck or bus unless the entire front of the truck or bus can be seen in the rear view mirror. Rear blind spots. Trucks and buses have deep blind spots directly behind them. Do not tailgate. Being able to see the rear view mirrors of the truck or bus allows the driver of the larger vehicle to see vehicles behind or beside them. Side blind spots. Trucks and buses have much larger blind spots on both sides than cars do. Do not travel beside trucks or buses for great lengths of time. Wide turns. Because of a vehicle size, truck and bus drivers sometimes need to swing wide to manage their turns. When they do, they can't see cars directly behind or beside them. Give them plenty of room and never try to squeeze around them.